at a 1-7 mark. Their only win would be against Memphis, 63-57. Their worst loss probably would be designated as Reese at home, 36-64. They're 1-1 in the Greater Thumb East, which actually puts them in second place, one game behind Brown City and Marlette, who are atop the standings. Sandusky is coached by Tristan Pennington, his fifth year as the commander-in-chief of Sandusky, with an overall record of 45-56 over those four and a half seasons, good enough for a .445 batting average. Offense has been a struggle for the Redskins this season. They have only scored more than 40 points once in eight games, their only victory, but it took an extra 8 minutes to do so. On average, Sandusky is able to muster 38 points a game, and on defense, the Sanilac County seat gives up an average of 48.6, so a negative differential of 10.6 points. Last season, Sandusky went 4-4 in road games. This season, so far, 0-3. When the Redskins hit the road, their differential increases, scoring 5 points less at 33 and giving up 45, so goes to negative 12 on the road. Two of Sandusky's losses last year were handed to them by Harbor Beach. A fourth quarter lead slipped out of their hands at home, losing by 4 points, then falling by 23 points in Harbor Beach, 32-55. In fact, the last victory for the Redskins over the Pirates was on February 7th, 2014, at home, 56-51. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside the Sandusky huddle.
Well, in this first meeting of the year, Coach Tristan Pennington, Sandusky Redskins, they began the campaign as the most inexperienced squad in the area, having, of course, graduated a senior-laden lineup last year. But, you know, each game, this group is gaining experience by the day, and that is a good plus for them. They are led by juniors Joe Wenzel, Cody Hogue, Jared Bender. And, you know, the Redskins are going to be depending on just pure hustle, and that's going to go ahead and aid their scoring defense, I think, as a key for this particular game. Anytime they are with or without the ball, they are actually on offense. Anytime that they have the ball, if I were them, I'd massage the thing and they would be on defense. That's what I would do.
Are you suggesting that the basketballs are underinflated?
I would say that they should pass it about maybe 4, 5, 6 times and then take off about maybe 30, 35 seconds each possession. That's what I would do.
Is this? It sounds like it's 1988 basketball over again. Take the outside arc out, too.
That's exactly how the evolutionary chain would go, and that's how they could be probably the most successful this year and then adding to it next year.
Well, the Redskins' story, they're off to a rough start. Started the season on a five-game skid, falling to KPAC, Cass City, Vassar, Kingston, and Deckerville. Then they were able to sneak one out against Memphis at home, but it took double overtime to do it, 63-57. That was the only time this season Sandusky has scored more than 38 points in a contest.
You know, I saw the Redskins exactly 1 week ago tonight. They almost hustled a home win against a very formidable Brown City. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen Brown City. They are really a talented team in I'll tell you what, if they bring the same effort that they did against Brown City, and they bring that tonight, they really could walk off the court with their second win of the season, and that might jumpstart them to bigger and better things.
Sandusky is currently on a two-game losing streak. They lost at home to Reese 36-64 and Brown City in a close one, 38-41. It's a quick away trip tonight before returning home on Friday against Bad X. That's, of course, next Friday. But then it's four straight away games until February 17th when they play Harbor Beach again. 9 minutes away from tipping off in Harbor Beach, Michigan, you're listening to the WLAW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops, Sandusky at Harbor Beach.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
From the premier truck dealer in the Thumb, Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Brandon and Sam.
The North American International Auto Show is wrapping up in Detroit, but the savings continue now until the end of the month here at Graff.
We're offering $1,000 trade-in assistance on truck-for-truck deals on any new Silverado in stock, which comes out savings over $11,000.
If you're looking for a full-sized SUV, we have a loaded 2016 Chevy Suburban LTZ with over $15,000 off. And this isn't just for GM employees. This is for everyone.
And save huge on our last remaining 2016 Silverado LTZ Crew, complete with Duramax power, leather, and navigation.
And if a lease is what you want, how does $159 a month on a 2017 double cab sound, complete with 18-inch wheels and the All-Star Edition package?
You better hurry. Auto Show Save. Savings end soon, so stop in today and save big at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky, your truck headquarters of the Thumb.
See dealer for details.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Holdwick, your dentist in Harbor Beach. How about we take a look? Oh, don't feel bad. No one ever wants to see me.
It's been a while since I've been in.
I can tell it's been a while since you've been in. You know, floss really isn't that expensive. I'm glad you came in for your regular checkup, though. Routine checkups are important to prevent bigger problems down the road. I know it's not Disneyland, but regular dental appointments are important. Call today to schedule your appointment with me, Dr. Holdwick. That number is 989-479-3403. Did you have broccoli last night?
Listen to the WLAW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. The Harbor Beach Pirates enter tonight against Sandusky at 2-6 overall. Their best win would be at Vassar, 44-17. Their worst loss, though, at home against USA, 38-79. They're 0-2 in league play, last place after losing to both teams currently in first place, Marlette and Brown City. The Pirates are coached by Ron Rubel, the man with the plan, for now 24 years. Since the 2013 season, the offensive production of Harbor Beach has been in decline. When they were last district champs, they scored 64 a game. 2014, 62. 2015, 58. 2016, 54. And this year, all the way down to 44 points a game so far. On defense, the Pirates are allowing 54.6. So by average, Harbor Beach is losing by 10.5 points. Whether it be home or away, Harbor Beach is 1-3 in both situations. When the Pirates are in their home port, they score 46 points a game, but they are allowing 61.25, negative 15 at home. Last season, Harbor Beach took out Sandusky in both matchups, coming from behind at Sandusky to win 55-51, and then blowing out the Redskins at home 55-32. In the last 10 matchups between the Pirates and Sandusky, the record stands at 9-1 in favor of Harbor Beach. Now, Johnny Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Harbor Beach Pirates?
Well, Coach Ron Rubel's Harbor Beach Pirates, they do find themselves a little bit short in the experience department as well. Now, they are led by seniors Brady Kirsch, junior Ryan Seaman, James Schelke, sophomore Mason Yan. They're trying to find balance inside-outside game that's going to go ahead and, keep things cooking for them. Harbor Beach is going to need to improve their foul shooting a bit, I think is going to be the key for this kind of a game. I think I anticipate a close game. And, I think the charity stripe is going to go ahead and decide it tonight.
The Pirates' life so far, lose two, win one, lose two, win one. That's been the pattern of the weather since the season began on December 6th of last year. At 2-6 on the season, Harbor Beach has been able to secure victories at home against Bad Axe, 50-47, and at Vassar, 44-17. When HB wins, it's by 15 points on average. When they lose, 19 points.
Feast or famine, huh?
Yeah, evidently.
Well, you know, the Pirates are very close to putting things together. At least that's what I thought 11 days ago when they gave a really good accounting for themselves in a close loss at Lakers.